toilet provision. So we had a chat the last time about what we might want in Aberfeldy. Most people would like some sort of facility that was staffed. My own preference, I think, was an upgrade of the comfort scheme. But we were to respond to the council by the 18th of October and give a community council view.
Can we buy back the toilet? You know, the old toilets?
No.
No.
Down Burnside, no?
No.
Do you know that between the Three Lemons and the, what do you call it? The, right across from the car park outside the co-op.
The Jehovah's.
Yeah, in between the two, there's garages right outside the entrance to the car park. And I thought, wow, I wonder who they belong to, because they would make fantastic loos.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know if that's part of the gardens for these flats or what that is. I've got no idea. Yeah.
No. I think it is, because it's got the parking there, I think, for them, for the people from those flats. I don't know if it's attached a bit to the Three Lemons as well. I don't know, but it does say private parking and things in there with the garages.
Yeah, so I think they'll belong to the flats above the Three Lemons.
So what's a part of the so one of the things with this is anywhere we put a facility in the center of Aberfeldy, which is where we want it, anywhere we put it is going to be near where people are living.
I think the main thing, as far as the consultation is concerned, you know, is to go back with your views and preferences. You don't need to identify a place where it would go. You don't need to, you know, be too detailed. Just go back and say, you know, you feel that you need a, you know, public toilet provision within the town centre, or you think that the comfort scheme is the way ahead, but we need to pay more or encourage more folk to use it, or whatever it happens to be. I don't think you want to get too bogged down in the detail of the whys and the wherefores, but just make your views known. And then, you know, if there are enough people who come forward with a similar view, perhaps then the council say, well, okay, there is a, you know, desire amongst the community for a building, if you like, or most folks' views are to support the comfort scheme, and just keep it fairly basic in that sense.
After comfort schemes aren't open on a Sunday, that's my biggest gripe.
Or in the evening.
Okay, yeah. Then, you know, that's part of the feedback. We need to look at how we can cover our comfort scheme that provides for that on you know, later into the evening or whatever.
So at our meeting in September, there's a clear majority of people's preference was a manned facility. So shall we write back to the council and just confirm that? I was up for a little trip up to Deeside at the weekend, and you know, there was, even on a Sunday, there was facilities open in Braemar and Ballater. And it does actually make quite a difference to things when you know that these places are going to be there.
And are they manned toilets, Victor?
They're not manned toilets, but they're open.
I get.
So I'm not sure what the maintenance is, but they're both open and they're pretty clean.
Okay.
Part of the issue, you know, in a post-COVID world yet, but in a post-COVID world, will be that, you know, the hygiene of these places will have to be to a higher standard, perhaps, than we've had before. So there will be additional, even if they're not staffed 20 or full-time, there will be higher costs in terms of more frequent cleaning and deeper cleaning and things like that. So, you know, council have to take all these kind of things into consideration.
Yeah, they're self-cleaning toilets, John. You know, the posh ones that come along and they circle the loo and then clean it after you're finished. Expensive, probably.
Well, fine. If that's the case, put that down in your feedback, you know.
No.
Oh, there he is, Lord Norma. Wondered where he was.
Okay, is that all we can say on toilet provision?
Yeah.
Asba had a talk about it at their AGM last week as well. So they say more or less the same as we say. So I'll write to the council and I'll tell them that.